What to do on a sunny day? Good morning, this is Monk Allen speaking. We just heard a beautiful talk from Dr. Beil about what to do on a rainy day. And I thought yesterday evening when I heard the subject, I will talk before him. So I will take all the ideas away. And then, you know how life is, I changed. I let him talk, and here I am to think what to do on a sunny day. But his conclusion on his talk said, on a sunny day, I am just myself like on a rainy day. We have the tendency to, as human game people, as human games, to think, oh, when it's a rainy day, I snuggle in, or I sit in front of the fireplace. But wouldn't it be the perfect time to sit quiet in front of a fire and meditate? I always liked rainy days in Europe, especially in winter when it was snowing, and snowing days, and sitting in front of the fireplace. I just watch the fire. But I'm not talking of snowing day or rainy day. I'm talking of sunny days. And the illusion today that it is a gray sky and that it is a rainy day is just as much as an illusion as anything else I can imagine creating in this life experience. For instance, there were a couple of people recently who went in the hospital. And they said they have quite some symptoms to be taken care of. So what did I do? What did we do? We spoke our word and say, you are whole and perfect. You are whole and perfect. You are whole and perfect. After I have spoken my word for myself, called up my inner son and said, I am whole and perfect as a practitioner. And see all my world whole and perfect. Well, on a rainy day, I can just remember all these wonderful sunny days, and that's what I'm doing today, that it's a rainy day, thinking of a sunny day. Not because I need the sun or I enjoy the sun. Sure, I enjoy a lot the sun here in California. It's why I have chosen to live in California. I would say from 365 days of the year, we sure have 340 days of blue sky. That's not exaggerated. We have really a lot up here in Campo, more than in any other place here in California. We are the best crater. We are the top crater, having sun already in the morning at 6 o'clock, when down in the valley the fog is still covering nature, but we here are already enjoying a sunny day. What to do on a sunny day? Take your feet and walk. We have here in the high desert the most beautiful opportunity to walk around the BLM land, walk on our 100 acres, walk on the Indian reservation. And for me, that is the greatest joy, to climb up the mountain. And last Sunday, it was rather windy up there. But with the wind just blowing through my hair and caressing my body, I felt so happy, and I felt flying off. It was a sunny day and a blue sky, and the first mountain lilacs were blooming, and here and there were a couple of little flowers, blue and yellow and white ones, and it was a very happy opportunity for me to say, hey, I am number one. It's a sunny day, not only outside, but really inside of myself. So what to do on a sunny day? To remember that I'm number one, that I am the center of the universe, that I am the sun, that I have that inner light when I let it shine with my positive attitudes, with my positive thoughts, regardless of what is going on around me. And let's take any day, if it's a rainy day, a snowy day, a cold day, a sunny day, and let's this day, just today, take it as an opportunity and let our sun shine very specially to one person in our life which whom might be a challenge in our life, and just see the sun in that person, see that happiness which is really laying in that person, which is dwells in that person, because everyone is my reflection, everyone is my creation. So as I take this person, this special person who, like I said, has been a challenge or is a challenge in my attitude, let's take it, take him or her or it or she and see this person whole and perfect, loving, wonderful, and see the sun in this person. What to do on a sunny day? Letting my inner sun shine on all my world and be my happy, wonderful self. And so it is.